Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're here with us on Studio Classroom. Friends, do you remember the start of our mystery story?
That's right. We're already on day two of our article, which means we already have some information and evidence that we learned in yesterday's lesson.
Yes, we learned that some phones went missing during what might be a fake fire drill.
That's right. This fire drill might have been a cover job for someone else to steal the phones. Yesterday, we learned that Caleb was in the computer lab putting SQL injections into one of the school's computers. That means he's looking pretty guilty right now.
All right. But today, we will find out what the truth is. Friends, remember, our story is called The Phony Fire Alarm. Let's jump into it.
The Phony Fire Alarm.
Ivy and Dean rushed to the computer lab and found that Caleb had signed into computer number 3 just before everyone had evacuated. Dean dug into the browser's raw HTTP request history and struck gold. One administration login. Time-stamped, 10:22 a.m.
Definitely him.
Dean grumbled, rolling his eyes.
Didn't even encode the data. Guess he's an amateur after all.
They found Caleb in the library, hurriedly typing in an attempt to cover his tracks.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看动词 grumble, 意思是抱怨、嘀咕或发牢骚。来看例句。Several people began to grumble when the meeting ran much longer than expected. 当会议时间远超过预期时，几个人开始抱怨起来。Grumble 的形容词 grumbly, 形容人爱抱怨、常爱发牢骚。譬如He sounded a bit grumbly this morning because he didn't sleep well last night. 他今天早上听起来有点爱发牢骚，因为昨晚没睡好。与 grumble 类似意思的呢，是 mutter, 意思是小声嘀咕或低声抱怨。譬如 Several students began to mutter under their breath when the teacher assigned unexpected homework.当老师突然指派作业时，几个学生开始低声抱怨。
So, Ivy and Dean have some clues. It's time to investigate.
All right, let's get right into it, friends. Ivy and Dean rushed to the computer lab and found that Caleb had signed onto computer number 3 just before everyone had evacuated.
Okay, so Caleb signed into this computer. When you sign into a computer, you usually log in.Maybe with a username and password.
Yeah, you could sign into other accounts as well. Like you could sign into your email account. And we see here that Dean dug into the browser's raw HTTP request history and struck gold. There's a lot of things to look at in that sentence.
That's for sure. Well, first of all, he dug into something. When you dig into something, you start examining it.
Okay, so for example, you could say he dug into the research. He started examining it closely.
What did Dean dig into? Well, it's related to the browser. A browser is an application or program on your computer that allows you to view websites.
Sure. Before you look at a website, you need to open your web browser.
All right, so he dug into the browser's raw HTTP request history and he struck gold.
Okay, friends, if you strike gold, it means that you find something very valuable.
Yes, long ago, many people struck gold in the mines of California. But you might strike gold in your everyday life, too.
Yeah, when you strike gold nowadays, it's like saying that you found something exciting or valuable, or you discovered the answer to something. So we found that Dean struck gold here, one administration login, time-stamped 10:22 a.m.
Okay, an administration login. The administration is the management or running of something. In this case, the administration at a school is, well, all the people in the main office.
Yeah, and they would have their own particular logins to get onto the school computers. They would use an administration login, not a student login.
Right, this was time-stamped at 10:22, or that's the time when that account logged in.
All right, we see here that Dean says, definitely him. Well, Dean didn't say this, he grumbled it. He rolled his eyes. He says that Caleb didn't even encode the data. Guess he's an amateur after all.
Ooh, an amateur after all. If you encode data, that means you change it into a more complicated code. Data that's been encoded is more difficult to access.
Yeah, for example, you might have a messaging app on your phone that automatically encodes your messages for added security.
Okay, so Caleb didn't encode the data. It was pretty easy for Dean to access. We see they found Caleb in the library, hurriedly typing in an attempt to cover his tracks.
Caleb was trying to cover his tracks. If someone covers their tracks, it means they're trying to make sure no one can tell that it was them that was there, or try to cover up what they did. Many times, if you notice that someone is trying to cover their tracks, it means they're guilty.
Yes. Well, friends, it's time to learn what happens next. Let's go to our next reading.
The Phony Fire Alarm.
If you delete the whole log file,
Dean said,
it'll raise more eyebrows than that messy injection you sent.
Caleb's eyes went wide as Ivy and Dean sat down on either side of him.
Why'd you do it?
Ivy asked gently.
You could have hurt someone.
I just needed a few minutes.
Caleb whispered.
My phone got taken this morning. I sent a message I didn't mean to send. I thought I was texting Ryan, but I sent it to Melody. I had to unsend it before she saw.
Whisper 是指小声说话，耳语。譬如, it's common to whisper during a movie, but even soft voices can disturb nearby viewers. 在看电影时，小声说话很常见，但即使轻声细语，也可能会打扰到旁边的观众。Whisper 字尾加 y 就变成形容词 whispery， 形容声音像耳语般轻柔、细微。譬如。 A whispery breeze moved through the leaves, creating a gentle sound that calmed the entire park. 一阵微风吹过树梢，发出轻柔的声音，让整个公园都平静下来。与 whisper 意思类似的动词是 murmur， 也是低声说话、窃窃私语的意思。譬如 ，The audience began to murmur as they waited for the speaker to appear on stage. 观众在等待演讲者上台时开始窃窃私语。All
right, so Dean and Ivy are tracking and following Caleb. What will they do next?
Well, Dean speaks directly to Caleb and says, if you delete the whole log file, Dean said, it'll raise more eyebrows than that messy injection you sent.
All right, let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, a log. That's just a record of events or things that happened.
At work, you might have a sign-in log that records when employees arrived to work or when they left a certain place. And this is a log file, so this is a record of every time someone logged in on a computer.
And if he deletes the log file, it'll raise more eyebrows. If something raises eyebrows, it causes surprise or even suspicion.
So you could say that this news will raise more eyebrows. People will be very surprised about it.
So it'll raise more eyebrows than that messy injection that he sent. Something that is messy is maybe untidy. You could talk about a messy room, or here we're just saying it's not very sophisticated or complicated.
As Dean already said, Caleb seems like an amateur. So the way that he made this code was very messy. It wasn't very professional or precise.
Well, Caleb's eyes went wide as Ivy and Dean sat down on either side of him.
It sounds like they've kind of trapped him in his seat here.
Yes, he's sounding more and more guilty. "Why'd you do it?" Ivy asked gently. "You could have hurt someone."
Ivy always seems to do a good job of asking these people about their motives in a non-confrontational way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not totally sure what she means. Usually when a fire alarm is pulled, it's not too dangerous for people.
Yeah, I'm not sure who would have gotten hurt. Maybe because of that banana that was dropped on the stairs.
Ooh, good point. Yes, someone could have tripped and fallen. Well, Caleb responds and says, "I just needed a few minutes."
When we find out why here, he says, "My phone got taken this morning. I sent a message I didn't mean to send." He didn't mean to send it. He didn't intend to do this.
Okay, let's use that in another sentence. You might say, "I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry."
So he sent a message he didn't mean to send. "I thought I was texting Ryan, but I sent it to Melody." He sent it to the wrong person.
Yes, that can be embarrassing, or things can happen that you didn't expect.
Yeah, there could be some consequences from that. He says, "I had to unsend it before she saw." Now, on some apps on your phone, you might be able to unsend message. After you send that message out, you could call it back and delete it. And sometimes, if you're fast enough, you could do this before the other person reads it.
Yeah, so then they won't know what you sent. Let's use that in another sentence. You might say, "Can you unsend that email? That is sensitive information."
So what happened here? Caleb got nervous because he sent a text to the wrong person. He got nervous about that, and apparently this text was so important that he needed to get his phone back in order to unsend it.
Right, and he did some wild things. He got this whole fire drill to happen. He sent bad code into the computer, all to unsend a message.
What in the world could possibly be in this text? I'm getting very curious. We'll find out in a moment, friends, but right now it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Try not to roll your eyes at it. Ever sat through a boring story, like your uncle retelling that fishing tale for the 1,000th time, and you just can't help it? Your eyes flip upward like they're trying to escape. That's me during endless meetings. It's a sneaky way, often rude, to show you're annoyed or think something's silly without saying a word. To roll your eyes means to turn your gaze skyward in disbelief, boredom, or frustration. It's a body language classic, no words needed. For example, when the teacher announced extra homework, the students rolled their eyes in unison. Or another, Priya rolled her eyes at the bad joke her brother kept repeating. Here are two more roll phrases. Roll up one's sleeves means to get ready for hard work. For example, before painting the room, Liam rolled up his sleeves and grabbed a brush. Roll the dice is taking a risk. For example, deciding to try skydiving was like rolling the dice for adventure. I once rolled my eyes so hard at a cheesy movie plot, I almost got dizzy. These rolls add flavor to how we communicate. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Phony Fire Alarm.
Dean blinked.
Wait, this was about a crush?
Feeling miserable, Caleb nodded.
I know it was dumb. I was frantic.
Ivy sighed.
You're lucky no one got hurt.
Did she see it?
Dean asked, grinning. Caleb held up his phone.
She posted a gif of a confused rabbit, 5 minutes before the fire alarm.
Dean winced.
Oof, too slow? But hey, it might not be too late to turn yourself in before you get expelled for life.
A frantic search began once everyone realized the important documents had been misplaced during the move. 当大家发现重要文件在搬迁过程中遗失时，立即展开了一场慌乱的搜寻。它的副词是 frantically， 表示焦急的、慌乱的。譬如Parents called frantically for their children when the alarm unexpectedly sounded throughout the building. 当警报突然在整栋大楼响起时，家长们焦急地呼喊着自己孩子的名字。另一个相关的名词是 frenzy， 意思是狂热、疯狂。譬如 ，news of the unexpected announcement created a frenzy online.With thousands of comments appearing within minutes. 突如其来的公告消息在网上引起一阵疯狂讨论，短短几分钟内就涌现上千则留言。这就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
We now know that it is definitely Caleb who did this bad thing. What's going to happen to him now?
Dean has figured out.The answer to this mystery. The whole reason why Caleb wanted to call this message back. Dean blinked. Wait, this was about a crush?
A crush. Friends, a crush is a strong romantic feeling you have for someone, or it could describe that person you have a romantic feeling for.
Yeah, so for example, you could say she has a crush on her classmate, or you could say her classmate is her crush.
Right, so is this about a crush? Well, feeling miserable, Caleb nodded.
Caleb feels miserable. Miserable just means very unhappy, friends.
Yes, let's use that in a sentence.You might say the bad weather this weekend made us miserable.
So Caleb admits to it. He did all of this because of a crush, and now he feels miserable. I know it was dumb. I was frantic.
Yeah, he really wanted to do something about this right away. Maybe he was afraid his reputation would be ruined.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what was in this message, but it could have been hurtful to the person he has a crush on, too.
It's possible. Okay, he was frantic, and Ivy sighed. You're lucky no one got hurt.
You're lucky. If someone is lucky, it means that they have good fortune. Good things happen to them.
For example, you were so lucky to win the lottery this weekend.
So Ivy is saying it's a good thing no one got hurt. You're very lucky that no one got hurt, or there could have been bigger consequences to this.
Yeah, when you're lucky, something good happens, but not because of something you did. It just happens to go that way.
Dean's mind is going a different direction. Dean wants to know, did she see it? He asked, grinning. It seems like Dean thinks the situation is kind of funny.
Yeah, it does sound like that. Caleb held up his phone. She posted a GIF of a confused rabbit.
Oh boy. We talked about this word GIF before, friends. It's the idea of an animation or maybe a little cartoon or a picture that moves back and forth. A lot of people use GIFs to respond to messages, especially when they don't have words to say.
Well, it sounds like Melody posted a GIF of a confused rabbit 5 minutes before the fire alarm.
Caleb was too late anyways. Even if he wouldn't have pulled the fire alarm, she already saw the message.
And in some way, she was confused by what she saw.
It really makes me wonder what was in that message. Dean winced. Oof, too slow. But hey, it might not be too late to turn yourself in before you get expelled for life.
Ooh, well, let's talk about those things. If you turn yourself in, it means you surrender yourself. You admit that you did something wrong.
For example, we might say the thief decided to turn himself in. Oftentimes, the consequences won't be as harsh if you turn yourself in and admit that you did something wrong.
Yeah, rather than being caught by the authorities. Okay, he could turn himself in before he gets expelled. What does that mean?
Okay, if you get expelled, it means that you're forced to leave a school or a group. We do usually use this when we're talking about school. Usually when you get expelled, it means you've done something so bad, you're not allowed to learn there anymore.
You're not allowed to come back. You'll probably need to find a different school. Someone might be expelled for cheating on a test.
Dean thinks that Caleb could possibly be expelled for pulling the fire alarm, or at least setting the fire alarm off. This is a pretty serious thing to do.
It is pretty serious. When I was in school, this happened all the time, though. I don't remember anyone getting expelled, but I don't think anyone was using SQL injections.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty extreme method to take to accomplish this. And maybe schools are a little stricter now.
Could be. That wouldn't be too bad. Well, friends, we're not done quite yet, but right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看分词构句 feeling 加形容词，逗号主词加动词，是用来表达主词的感受、情绪或身体状态。feeling 后面加形容词表示情绪或感觉，像是 feeling nervous 感到紧张 ，feeling happy 感到开心。feeling 后面也可以接过去分词。当形容词用，像是 feeling tired 疲倦的 ，feeling excited 兴奋的 ，feeling disappointed 失望的等等。来看例句 ：Feeling overwhelmed by the workload, the employee decided to take a day off. 这位员工感到工作量过大，决定休假一天。
Friends, we have come to the end of our lesson, and that means it's time for us to think like a detective. Here's our question. What digital clue helped Dean trace the alarm hack? And why do you think Dean and Ivy gave Caleb the option of turning himself in? We have two different questions here.
Okay, I'll try the first one first. I would imagine the digital clue that we're talking about is that record of the administration sign-in or login to the computer.
I think you're right about that. I'm going to try my hand at the second one here. I think Ivy and Dean gave Caleb the option to turn himself in. Maybe they felt sorry for him, or they felt like what he did really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, he did all of this not because he was trying to hurt someone, but he was just trying to unsend that text.
Friends, we really hope that you have enjoyed this lesson, but that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye!
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.